USA Radio News.
The CDC is walking back its COVID guidance again. According to Just the News, an Ivy League-affiliated hospital has hidden a myocarditis ad for kids following criticism that it's trying to normalize the vaccine-induced condition. In addition, ongoing global research, including research conducted at the CDC, documents the mediocre performance of COVID vaccines and their unexpectedly high rates of lasting harm in some groups. Despite the Biden administration's claims to the contrary, illegal immigrants continue to flood the southern border.
Over 200,000 illegal immigrant encounters were reported along the southern border in August alone, according to Customs and Border Protection. Yuma Mayor Douglas Nichols says his majority Hispanic community has a tradition of doing immigration the right way.
As a community, we're just really overwhelmingly supportive of border security, of the wall, of all those policies that make and force people to do it the right way.
He believes a barrier would better control the flow of illegal immigrants. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is pulling away from Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke, aided by the support of Hispanics and the state's opposition to abortion. In the latest Emerson College The Hill survey, the abortion issue, recently supercharged by the U.S. Supreme Court's move to strike down Roe v. Wade, appeared to be helping the Republican governor. On Tuesday, the Biden administration announced that Medicare Part B premiums will decrease in 2023, marking the first time this cost has been lowered in more than a decade. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced that Medicare Part B premiums would be lowered by 3%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Michigan's GOP gubernatorial hopeful is taking a page out of Florida's playbook. Tudor Dixon and running mate Shane Hernandez announced on Tuesday their age-appropriate Classroom Instruction Act proposal. Dixon told a crowd in Lansing the act would require school districts to ensure their schools do not provide classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in grades K through 3 or in any manner that is not age or developmentally appropriate. Russia has granted citizenship to an American who became a household name nearly a decade ago. Lance Pry reports.
President Vladimir Putin on Monday granted Russian citizenship to former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden 9 years after he exposed the massive intrusion of spying by U.S. government officials.
As of July, 38% of full-time workers with a 401k plan believe they will not be able to reach their retirement goals, according to a Bank of America survey released Tuesday. Just 56% of employees surveyed were confident they would be able to reach their retirement goals, down from 69% who felt confident in February 2022. And America is putting on the weight. Trust for America's Health is reporting 19 states have at least 35% of their population considered obese, up from 16 states 1 year ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.